Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Beis. We're going to start on the Mishnah on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, two lines at the bottom. Daf this week is sponsored by the Yastra family. It's supposed to refer Shlema for Moshe Menachem Mendel Ben Gitto. Okay, so talking about Lashonos, we're talking about what Lashonos, what's included in, when you make a Nedr, what's included in the, what do the words mean? So Hanoder Min HaChalav, someone takes a Nedr, he's asking himself for milk, Mutter Bekum, he's Mutter with the Kum. Kum seems to be the way, I think it's the way. But the curdle is one thing, here we're talking about the way, because the Rishonim talk about some sort of water that comes out from it, right? The Rashi says, Hainu nisyuve de chalava de kum enu b'chal chalav. He says it's some sort of leftover, some sort of waste that comes out of it. If you don't pasteurize the milk, it separates into some water, some liquidy water that comes out from there. So that's not included in, that is not included in the neder according to Tana Kama. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it is included, it's usher. Question. What? See the part of it. So we'll see what the right now the having it is. It's just part of it. It's a part. You know, that's what it is. But if you do it the other way around, min hakum. If you take a neder asher from the kum, then mutter b'chalav. Then it is mutter with the chalav, right? So look at the Ran. Hanod min hachalav mutter b'kum. Kum hainu mayim hayotzim min hachalav. It's this water that comes out from the milk. The kohen la sirv. Rav Yossi oser. But Gemara refers time. The Gemara explains what the reason is. But min hakum mutter b'chalav. The full Mishnah of the Masnisin, according to the Lashon of our Mishnah, Mashmid Rav Yossi Nami Modibaha. It's Mashmid that there's no machlokas. If you make a neder in a kum, you mutter in a chalav. No one seems to always say that the chalav is part of kum, but the Ran says, Umiyu bebraisa begemara poli. There's going to be a braisa in the Gemara where it's going to show that Rav Yossi argues in this case as well. But if you look at that star, he brings down, he goes, braisus honen lo nimsa. We don't have a braisa like that. No, nowhere in the Gemara does it say that he argues. Okay? That's what he has by the kum. So Abashol Omer, and Abashol adds, Hanoder min hagvina, one takes a neder asking himself from cheese, Aser ba beimelucha utvela, whether it's salted or unsalted, all cheese is included, salted cheese included, unsalted cheese included. Ron says, Hanoder min hagvina aser ba beimelucha utvela, the low tema for the sharov hagvinos meluchos hein. Don't think that just because most cheeses are salted, stam and melucha kamashlan, that the stam lashon of gvina includes only salted. However, when you say gvina, it includes even unsalted cheese. Hanodem min habasar, someone takes a neder from meat, mutter berotev, he's mutter in some sort of, in the gravy, ubekipa, and the kipa. What's the kipa? The Ran says, kipa hanu dak dak shal basar shayor li shulik dera. Some sort of very thin slices, pieces of meat that get stuck at the bottom of the pot. That's the
sediment.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I don't know, the sediment in meat. Like wine is sediment. So that's what it is. So that's mutter berotev ubekipa. Rav Yehuda oser. Rav Yehuda says no. Even if you make a neder by the meat, you're oser in the sauce with the gravy or the liquid that
says it's gravy.
Other than the gravy and the kipa. So even according to my own waiting period, it was still time to start. Just letting you know. Rabbi Yehuda Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Oser. So I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, and I'll bring a Maisa, I'll bring a proof that this gravy and this sediment, for lack of a better term, is Oser. Because Maisa of Oser Alina Rabbi Tarfon. You had the case where Rabbi Tarfon Osered for us, because the reason, why is the rotive and the kippah Oser? Because it has the taste. It has the same taste as the basar and the sitting in the meat. It has the same taste of it. So I'll bring you a proof. Which the olive takes away a bees. So he says, Maiser v'asalim Rabbi Tarfon beitzim shenisvashlu imo. Rabbi Tarfon asered some bunch of eggs that were cooked in the same pot as the meat. There was a transfer of taste from the meat to the eggs. So he asked the, obviously he took a neder about the meat, right, and these eggs were in there, and he said, and therefore it was okay. Asr. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Amrulo, so the Bali Machlokas of Yossi, the Mishnah said back to Rav Yossi,
they
did say it through Tarfon. They said it to each other, right? Ron says, Bali Machlokas of Rav Yossi, I think that should be Rav Yehuda. Because we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda here. Alright. So he says, Amrulo Kain Hadavar. Yeah, that story happened. I'm not going to argue on the facts that the case actually happened. We have to understand what was behind there. Amrulo Kain Hadavar. But Amosai, when the Rabbi Tarfon said these eggs were usher, Bizman She Yomar, should we say Omar, right? Bizman She Omar, Basar Ze'alai, when he says this piece of meat, Shahanoda Min Hadaravar, and it's Arava Acher, Im Yesh Bon Bino Saint Tam, Usher. Or when is a difference between a guy who says Noder Min Habasar, and then he says Noder, he says Basar Ze'alai, when it's more specific. Ron explains, when you say Noder, basically what it is, if you say Noder Min Habasar, that just includes meat. Meat, and meat means meat and not anything else. Okay. But when you say Noder Min Basar Ze', you make, according to Ron, he says, Kain Hadavar, second line, Kimosha Tamed, well, Inzariah, Shalom, so we're talking about Elvis Marsha, Basar Ze' Alai. Because when you say Basar Ze', what do? The Kaban, the Amar Ze', Shavei Anashi Chaticha the Yisura. You make this piece of meat a piece of Isser. Almost like it becomes a piece of Chazer. It becomes Chazer Treif. This piece. And what happens when you have Treif, so it's Usser? So no Saint Tom. If there's a transfer of taste, no Saint Tom, it's Usser, the Usser be Yoshi Menu. But if I just say Busser, if I just say Stay Sam Bam no Dim in a Busser, that doesn't mean I made this piece of meat specifically a Chaticha Shal Yisur. The Lashon means that I'm Ussering meat to me. And meat does not include the Rotev and the Kippah, according to the Tana Kama. Okay. We'll get to the Ran. Let's finish the Mishnah.
Everybody's pointed that the eggs inside are also
only if you say basar zeh. Oh, this is not the eggs inside the cow. These are eggs that are cooked in the pot.
Yeah.
Right, there are no eggs in the cow. That's only a chicken. So, right, I got my biology, okay. Sort of. Okay, so Amosai bizman sheyomer basar zeh, I should know them in a dove of his arif, because if you take a nether from something specific, then it's ari va'acher, and it gets mixed up with something else. That lashon's ari va'acher is to foreshadow. The Ron says that's specific. That means v'dav va'acher means something that's not its min. I mean, it's a mixture of min should be eno mino. So im yeshba b'no sein tam. If there's a transfer of taste, with no sein tam, we say is 1/60th, right? The ratio is 1 to 60. Then usher, period. Okay, hanoder min hayayin. Someone takes a nether from wine. Mutter b'tavshil sheyeshbo tam yayin. He's mutter in a dish that has the taste of wine. Okay? Because he says no min hayayin. But Omer Konim Yayin Zeh, the base probably she's base says any toim. This cup of wine, or this bottle of wine specifically is Asr. The Nafel Tafshil, and the wine falls into a pot. In Yeshbo Beno Satam is Asr. Then we have to do the 1/60th. Look at the Ron on Ahmed Bey's.
Why tell us the story?
He said it.
What?
It says the same thing.
And then he tastes another dish that has a taste of wine, and this wine bottle falls in. So if you look at the Ron and Ahmed Vase, he has this Mishnah. I don't know how it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, like 18 lines from the top. 18 lines in Ahmed Vase. 18 lines. There's Masnisa in it. It says on the side the Elam and Aleph. You see on the side it says the Elam and Aleph right next to it. So he says, Masnis, and I know them in a yayim, mutter batashi shmo tam yayim, she ain't been mashmos, she'll know them in a yayim, elekushu be'eno. Because we say min hayayim, or like we say min abasar, the language means only the wine in existence, when the wine is actually here, be'eno, when it's around. But, if you say, konim yayim, she'ani toim, benafil atavshio, im yishmo sentam, hare, zeh, asr, the cave dummer, she'ani toim, asr. Right, he says that they're not going to taste it. Then it's usher afil de tarovitz. And even if it's mixed together, it would be usher dekeva sheish bo tam yayin harei utomo bo. But they're talking about the taste of the wine. Right, the lashon of the Mishnah here was she'eni toim. So the toim, any type of te'ima, which would include any type of taste that you have in it, even if it's mixed in. Okay, that is the Mishnah. How did we do this?
So this Ron refers to.
Okay, so. Let's do the Gemara and then go back to the Ron. Bring the Gemara up to the Mishnah. Uri Minu. So let's ask a question. The Rashi says that this is a question both on the Rabbanan and the Rav Yossi. The Ron explains that it's only on Rav Yossi. I'm not sure I understand the Ron's logic why the question is on the Rav Yossi. So here I'm going to diverge from my normal way and I'm going to learn according to the Rashi here because I just didn't understand the Ron. Okay, Uri Minu. We have a Ksirin from a Brisa, tomorrow's daf in Amud Beis. A Mishnah, I think. Minha Adoshim. If you take a neder to ask you from a dasha, which I believe are like lentils, Right? So asr ba'ashishim. You're asr with ashishim, which is some sort of, Rashi says, some sort of dough or some sort of bread that is mixed, that is kneaded with flour of the lentils, which is also a derivative of the lentils. So you see from here, right, you see from here that something that's derivative is included. Something that's derivative is included, which is a kasha on the Chachamim, who said before in the Mishnah that derivative is not included, because it said the whey is not included in the chalav. And Rav Yossi matir, and Rav Yossi says it's mutter. The derivative of the lentils is mutter, where in our Mishnah, the derivative of the milk, the whey, is asr. So it's according to Rashi, it becomes a question on both. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, like we've mentioned many times, marka asreyu, marka asre. Everyone's just talking about what was said in their town. The asr of the Rabbanon, in the town of the Rabbanon, the place of the Rabbanon, karu l'chal v'chalda, they called milk, ulukuma kuma, and they called way, that was it. But the asr of Rav Yossi, in the town of Rav Yossi, l'kuma namil karu luhu kuma d'chalba. They also called way, they didn't call it stam kuma, they called it kuma d'chalba. So it's included in the language of chalav. So that's why if you say chalav, it is asr as well. So maybe here, remember the Ron mentioned that maybe the other way around that if you make a neder from the kuma, your mutter in the chalav, then the Ron, it says, now the Rav Yossi would disagree, maybe he disagrees here, maybe this is the price he's talking about, because he calls it kuma de chalva. I mean, you say it both. So if you said I'm asr be kuma de chalva, you'd be including both. Maybe that's where it comes from. Okay. Father, now the price sort of... It's just all the time. It's just the language. Like we mentioned the Raman Perish of Mishnah. It's just with the question of language. It's interesting though, because the Rishonim on the Mishnah seem to make a distinction between the Metzias. But the Gemara seems to indicate it's no machlokas. Just in one town they said this, in one town they said that. Again, we said that yesterday after Shia. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say, okay, the Darim Hachim Achim Lashim Bnei Adam, and that's it.
It doesn't
make
sense that they bring up the same point.
Over and over again. I guess these may have been typical types of nedarim that people would take at the Zman and Mishnah. They want to be clear that if you were in the town of Rav Yossi and meant this, I'm just trying to even answer. I don't know.
But if you have a basic principle,
I don't know.
If you say kuma d'chalva, aren't you actually really saying the kuma is what you're answering?
So according to this, it's included in the lashon.
But the kuma is what I'm asking.
I hear you. Because you're saying the kuma of the milk. You're not saying kuma and milk. I hear. But Rashi, look at the Rashi says. Rashi says, "Ho v'havi b'chlal chalav." When you say kuma d'chalav, it's included in chalav. Lahachi aser. No. He says, and that's how you also answer the adoshim and yashishim in the town of Rabbanon. In the towns of the Rabbanon, yashishim were included in the adoshim. In the town of when you said adoshim, it included the yashishim. The town of Rav Yossi, it didn't include it. I hear your question. I don't know. I know. I'm not arguing.
My town they say A, my town they say B, because that's what he's speaking. Right. It's a vernacular. So
yeah.
What do you do if you go from one town to another? Let's say you live in town A and you live in town B.
So, so who do you go? Do you go according to where you're paying from?
Right.
Or do you go according
right.
to where you...
Right.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'm in Rome.
But I think, maybe. Okay. Because we say, in the Dharm you go up our Bashum Layadam, so maybe. Yeah, but then he didn't have it in mind at all, because it's not his language.
Right? Right, because he's not used to it. He
right.
doesn't know how to
speak. I don't know. Be careful with your mouth. Don't take the Dharm. Okay, Tanya, we have a Braisa. Hanodem in a Chalav. If you take a nether from milk, mutter bekum, you're mutter in the way, minakum, take a nether from way, mutter bechalav, you're mutter in milk, minachalav, take a nether from milk, mutter begvino, you're permitted with cheese, minagvino from cheese, mutter bechalav, you're allowed to have chalav, minharotev from the sauce, from the gravy, mutter bekipa, you're then mutter in those leftover sediments, minakipa, mutter berotev, but the im amar basar ze alai, you say this piece of meat, right, asr bo biroto kipu, then you asr it, the rotev and the kipa, because you're saying this meat, anything that derivative from this piece of meat. Right. Same thing, hanodim in a yaye, mutter betavshil sheish, but the tam yayim, say you take a net from wine, then even if a piece, and then even if there is wine taste in a dish, you are mutter, but omer konim yayin ze sheini toim, if it has tamyayin, it's aser. If it doesn't have tamyayin, it is mutter. Taste, 1/60.
One.
Taste. It tastes of wine, 1/60. It doesn't taste like wine. It's not like mun. It's actual wine, like tam, like bittel type of taste.
So there's wine that
there's wine in there, but at what shear? Tam is we say is 1/60.
Yeah, but it says mutter betavshil sheish bo tamyayin. That means what? More than 1/60?
Yeah. Because if you take that's the difference between nodar min hayayin and konim yayin zeh. Mina yayin and yayin zer making the difference.
Mina yayin means just from a glass of
just
wine.
Just from a glass of wine, but not taste.
Right, so if there's wine in the dish, it's fine.
Because it's not wine. Not wine. Halachically, there's a taste of wine, but that's not included in your neder. You only included, that's what Ron said, you only concluded elishku shuba eino when it's actual physically there.
When you see it.
That's right. But if you say yayin zeh, then that includes tam. Didn't hear you. Sorry. Lifgam. Well, if it's no same tam lifgam, then it doesn't have the. See, to play on that, maybe it goes all the way.
He says yayin zeh, and he goes. When I go to your house, and you have it, the wife makes the addition as wine. That's okay.
That's fine because you're only talking about this particular wine that went in.
Right.
Okay, so now let's go to the Ran. See if we can do it. So the Ran says, "Vinisari va'acher." We're talking about, if you say yayin zeh, right? You said yayin zeh or baser zeh. It gets mixed up with something else. Im yish bo no same tam, right? So we said im yish v'min ha'oser kidei leitein tam baser tam b'shal heter. He called the lekas shishim shall heter is aser. Okay, that's what says clearly. Talking about the 160th. He says v'kasha luhu l'ravosa. There's a kasha to my rabban himself. Heichi aminun hacha. How do we say here? The im yesh bo bin no same tam aser. We say only if there's no same tam, then we say it's aser, right? We said basa zeh, yayin zeh. If it gets mixed up, if it's no same tam, it's aser, right? Which implies the mashma ha ein bo bin no same tam. If it doesn't have no same tam, it's less than a 60th, I guess. Mutter. Then the mixture will be much mutter. But how can that be? Vaha nidarim davar sheish lo matirin hu. Nidarim is considered davar sheish lo matirin, right? Right. Ki the amrin le kamam eferkan ozayir. Because say on daf nun tes. We should the mitzvah li ichuli alayu mi de Rav Nosson. Because Rav Nosson says it's a mitzvah, your obligation to be matir neder. Also, another way you can say the dharma are davar sheish lo matirin in that they don't necessarily last forever. Sometimes there's a time limit. Sometimes, not always. But it's something that's eventually that's going to be permitted. It's davar sheish lo matirin. The classic case of davar sheish lo matirin is the Gemara in Beis and Daf Gimel, which talks about an egg that was born on Yontif. It's a muksa egg. And it got mixed up with other eggs. So now there's one egg in 1,000 eggs. Are you allowed to now take an egg and eat it? That, 999 are in a mutter, one egg is muksa. The Gemara says, no, it's davar sheish lo matirin, something that will be mutter shortly, and therefore davar sheish lo matirin has no bittul whatsoever. So the question over here is, the kol sheyesh lo matirim, afilu be'elef lo batel. So what's going on in our Gemara? Our Gemara seems to indicate we have Nadarim, which is a davar sheyesh lo matirim, and it would only be usher if there's no same time. Meaning, if it wasn't no same time, it'd be mutzer. But that violates the rules of davar sheyesh lo matirim.
There's not matirim.
Sure it is.
Only if you go and take the
Gemara says clear. The Gemara says clear in Daf Nun Tes that Nadarim is a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Period.
But
that's what it is.
But maybe this neder is not.
Why not?
No,
you can go matir.
Typical davar sheish lo matirin. If nothing else happens, by tomorrow it will be
matirin. I understand, but that's your definition of davar sheish lo matirin. The Gemara defines the dharma as davar sheish lo matirin. It's a clear definition of the Gemara in Daf Nun Tes because he has to go to a rav.
He does.
That's what his Gemara says. Because it's mitzvah li'itshui alayu. There's a commandment to go and be matirin neder. That's what the Ran says. It's on Daf Nun Tes in the Gemara. Every reason to ask this question because the Gemara clearly states that the dharma is davar sheish lo matirin. Where is it? He said Nun Tes.
It's a mitzvah to go?
That's what the Gemara says. It's a mitzvah to be matir neder. He says, my mitzvah li'itshule le'gufa. You have to go ahead and be matir the neder. Therefore, if you have to be matir the neder, it's a davar sheyesh lo matir.
We say, lo yachal dvaro.
Right.
That implies you have to go to a rav. Okay, we say, make a neder, you should not violate the neder.
Of course don't violate the neder. But if you're matir the neder, you're not violating the neder.
I know, but so implicit is that you should go to a rav to make a neder.
You have to be very careful. You have to be very careful. Yeah, they want you to be matir the neder. As long as the neder is in existence, lo yachal dvaro. Lo yachal dvaro also talks about karbanos. But, Gemara says on Daf Nun Tes that there is a mitzvah to be matir. Abba Rav Nosson, kol hanoder, whoever takes a neder, ki ilu bana bama, as if you made a bama, v'amakaimo, and if you keep the neder, well, that's a good question, ki ilu matir olea, and therefore, it's a mitzvah lichu elein. So therefore, the Rav Shonah defined nidarim as a davar sheyesh lo matirim. This, I'm surprised that this is what you're asking the question about. This I thought we'd fly through easily. To establish clear that it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. All the Rishonim say that it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin because there's a mitzvah yeshua leig mi de Rabbi Nosson. The kaimelon, the kol sheyesh lo matirin, afilu ve'elef lo batil. So how can this be a case of bittul here? It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. There's no bittul.
And let's say they don't find it out.
What?
Maybe they won't find it out. Maybe they won't find the matirin.
But it still defines a davar sheyesh lo matirin.
Right.
At some point.
At some point, it's still, it's still by definition, it's a Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin.
Right?
If the guy dies the next day...
It also doesn't get it. If the egg burns, if the egg blows up, if someone blows up the coop and all the eggs are gone, it's not mutter either. But it's still, at that moment, it's defined as a Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The Kaimelan, the Kol Sheyesh Lo Matirin, I feel the Elef Lo Bato. The Yesh Lomar, so the Ron answers, as all the Rishonim just answered also. Basically, the setup of the Ron is to ask this question, give an answer, ask the question on the riff based on that answer, then give us, then give his famous, definition of why Nidin Mintel is Bato or not, and then answer up the riff. So I'm very good at getting the Ron all the way to that last piece, how he answers the riff. Okay. The Yesh Lomar, when do we say that Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not batel? Hani mili min bimino. That's only min bimino. That's like items. Aval hacha. But here, kikatani v'nis ari v'acher. Remember, I emphasize this ari v'acher. We're talking about where you say basar gets mixed up with something else. I thought acher means another piece of meat. He's saying that the word acher means some other item, a different food item. So this ari v'acher she'eno mino, which is not its min. Dumya is similar to what we had before. The Beit Simson is Vashul Imo. The previous part, case of Rabbi Tarfon was a case of meat and eggs. Those are min shebe eno mino. Then the kol she eno mino, I feel with Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, but no same time. The only time we would say Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is never batel is only min bimino. The case of the Gemara in Beit Simson was what? Eggs and another egg. Min bimino. That was min bimino. Min bimino. Here we're talking about meat and eggs. Meat and eggs. Wine and a cooked food, and a cooked dish, that's Vimish Eno Mino. And therefore, the rule of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin and Eno Batel does not apply. Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, the field of Elef Lo Batel, is only applicable in a case of Vimish Eno Mino.
No St. Thomas, what does that mean?
No St. Thomas taste.
Yeah, so what does that
mean? It's Vimish Eno Mino. That's why this Bittel applies. The level of Bittel, the shear for Bittel is 1/60th, which is defined as no St. Thomas. That shear would apply, applies even to a case of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, but only if it's Min B'She'en Omino. If it's Min B'Mino, then it will not apply. Our case, our Mishnah, is a case of Min B'She'en Omino, but we answered the question on our Mishnah. The question on our Mishnah was, how can you say, we're sitting with him with a Dharma, which is Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and how can you say that if it wouldn't be B'No St. Thomas, if it would be B'No St. Thomas, it would be Mutter. Why? It's Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. However, it's Mimbish Ein Omino. And by Mimbish Ein Omino, you get the Bittel.
What about the gravy? Is that Mimbimino or not?
Mimbish Ein Omino. It's not. One's liquid. My question is more on the kippa. You said kippa, these pieces of meat.
The piece on the bottom, is that considered Mino or not?
That's obviously they're saying no.
Even though it's considered meat?
Well, that was according to... That's min habasa. That's a problem with that's a language issue. That's min habasa.
It's min habasa,
and therefore it's min habasa. It was mutter. Maybe in Rabbi Yehuda you'd have to say that he says it's aser. He says it's aser, and therefore what? They don't give. They only give the case of basar zeh.
Why wouldn't the clip that's inside the gravy
Why are you worried about Mimbimino by that case? That's a case of we said basar. We said that those things aren't even included in the neder. Ah, she's saying with the transfer of the taste.
Right.
Yeah. The transfer of the taste. Because it's not
so
once.
It is. It's in the pieces of meat in the gravy.
Why? There's no pieces of meat in the gravy.
You're saying there's residual pieces of meat in the gravy.
No, they're two separate things: rotev and kippah.
So I'm saying kippah, I'm not talking
right.
About protein. I'm talking
because they're very, 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 very thin pieces. Yeah, so you're saying that should be min bimino, and therefore right. What? And therefore what?
So it's a question of Rabbi Yossi. He says it's
what Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi said, I don't understand what you guys are saying.
I'm just questioning the min bimino on the klipa. I'm just questioning.
You're saying words on the kippah, okay.
What question?
But what's the question? The keep over there was a case of... The case was, if you guys said, no de min ha-basar, just as the Lashon says, it's not included.
So he says it's basar. So the klipa, why isn't that the basar? The klipa in the rote, why isn't that basar?
Because that doesn't include it in the Lashon. That's not what it means. When you say min ha-basar, you don't mean the keeper. That's the first part of the Mishnah. It's not included in the Lashon. Right. So what's your question then?
My question is, why is that being the Forget it.
Why is that not mean to me? But you're talking two different parts of the Mishnah and you're combining it together.
I'm talking of the Ron here. Ron says it's something, maybe no.
But the Ron's not talking about the Kippah case. The Ron's talking about benosing tam, where you say basar zeh, where you say this piece of meat. The keyboard which had was mutter was when the guy just said basar.
Alright,
okay. Alright, so we skip down now till the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines, that's lafichach. Well, lafichach hikshu al rav afisal, shekasav bilchos of perakid anashi, writes in Chulin, be'inyan pas, loaf of bread, she'afa'ah im hatzli b'tanur. You bake the bread with in the oven with a piece of meat. Now we know the halacha is you're not allowed to have milk bread, you're not allowed to have flesh of bread, unless there's some sort of indication. What? Right, which Thomas's itself might be a shot nowadays because there's a kosher brand that makes it parif.
They also have different shape.
I know, but there's a kosher brand with the same shape that is parif.
I know, but the muffins are not the same shape.
Yes, they are. The kosher brand of the Thomas's muffins are the same shape. But Schefter has a problem now with Thomas's English muffin. He says that she's a shiloh about Thomas's English muffin because the whole thing was it's distinctive brand. That this is a milchik, but it's not distinctive anymore. It's not distinctive anymore. He says, anyway, that's a side point. He says, Shakasa bilchosim perakid anashib in the pasha afa imatzli b'tanur to my darmina the asr la'achla b'kutach. We say that this meat, that this bread, you're not allowed to eat with kutach, which is dairy. Afal gav the kaimelan the reichel of milsahi. Assuming that there is no liquid here, it's all dry. So and we say that reichel of milsahi. So there's no transfer of taste from the meat into the bread, even though they're in the same oven, because reichel of milsahi. So this piece of bread doesn't have meat in it. Nevertheless, the Rif said you're not allowed to eat the bread with anything dairy. Kutach was a dairy; it was a dairy dip, right? Heinu time. And what was his reason that he gave? He said mishum dahade davar sheyesh lamatirin. The piece of bread is a davar sheyesh lamatirin. In what sense? The hamatzi lemichle bahade bisra. You can eat it. You can eat it stam. You can eat it with meat. You don't have to eat it with the kutach. So since you can get away with it, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and therefore it's not, and therefore the recha is not batel.
What was he afraid of? That
one second. Mishum hachi afil be elef lo bati elu devar avzal alma sfirule. You see that the rif holds that afil shelo b'mino. If you have mimish shelo b'mino, you have the meat and the bread lo batel. It's not batel. He has a davar sheyesh lo matirin. He says this piece of bread is a davar sheyesh lo matirin because it has a heter to it, because you can only, either you eat it, you can eat it by itself, you can eat it with a piece of meat. You don't have to be worried about eating it with, so don't eat it with dairy. What's the problem? Yet he says it's asr because it calls it davar sheyesh lo matirin. But why? It's mimim she'ein amino. We just established by mimim she'ein amino, by davar sheyesh lo matirin, there is bittul. Why does the Rif make an issue out of it? That's the question of the Ron. The Yeshar Kamosha Kasavnu B'Rayas Baruos. Those are the Rayas that we skipped. But that's what the Ron says. It can't be that the so a lot of people don't say the Rif is wrong. And you'll say, the Ron is trying to answer up for the Rif. Right, so again, you see the question. He says that the Rif says...
The Rif says
that the reason why you can't eat this pas that was baked in an oven with meat, even though there's no issue of recha, is because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. But if it's a davar, because it can be eaten beheter, it can be eaten beheter. Why eat beisr? You can eat it beheter. That's the definition of davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's what Rashi defines.
Yeah, but with the cheese, with the dairy,
it'll
never be eaten. With the bread, can never be eaten. With
but the piece of meat itself, can you eat it right now?
The piece of bread,
can you eat it right now?
Yes.
So I want you, what are you worried about?
You don't have to eat it.
You don't have to eat bread. There's no piece of bread is specifically earmarked to be eaten with kutach. Right. You can eat it with anything else. Right. But yet he says that. What does he say again?
Relative to that cheese.
So we don't look at the relative. Look at it.
It's mixed in with the cheese now.
What cheese? There's no cheese.
The kutach
is a dip. It's not mixed in. You yourself are taking the piece of bread and dipping it into the kutach.
Yeah. So how is it? How is it considered?
But the independent piece of bread is mutter.
Right.
It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. You don't have to eat it. Why eat it? The whole definition of, according to Rashi and Gemara Beitza, the whole definition of davar sheyesh lo matirin is why eat it be'isr, you can eat it beheter. So to here, why eat it be'isr, you can eat it beheter. Don't dip it, just eat it.
Separately.
Eat it star. So it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It has a heter attached to it.
Now
it didn't fall into anything. The piece of bread itself. He says you can't eat it be'kutach because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. But don't eat it be'kutach. But why? Why can't you eat a bekutach? It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin and it's mimbish ein amino between the meat and this. It should be completely mutter because it should be batel. We just said mimbus ain't amino by dovish leishim matirin is batel. Here is a case of mimbus ain't amino by dovish leishim matirin, and he said it's usher. That's a problem. You need more time to the run. You got to go through the run. What do you mean? Why do you have no clue? What's the kasha?
That's someone fell into something. You're taking bread.
What fell into something?
Fish.
So you had to. You had the recha fell into the bread.
You're taking the bread and intentionally dipping it into.
You're not allowed to dip it into the kutah.
Right. So what do you? How can you say it's hekta mutter?
Because the piece of bread as an object is a mutter. The egg that falls in, the mukzah egg is definitionally its usser. This piece of bread is mutter.
The piece of bread fell into the dip and now you can't find
it. So you have real problems with the definition of davar sheyesh lo matirin.
No, but I mean, what is the mitzvah? What's the case?
The case is you have a piece of bread and a piece of meat that are cooked in the same oven.
Yes.
The Ran says that you may not take this piece of bread and dip it into the kutach. Why? Because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin.
Okay.
Because the double shake, in what way? Yeah. That could be eaten with a piece of, it could be eaten by itself, or it could be eaten with meat. The question is even if it's a double shake material, you should still be allowed to dip it into the kutach. Because the reason why you're saying it's usser is because you've got the taste of this meat, but it's mimbish enomino. And it's only got a small taste, so that mimbish enomino is butthole. And we just established by davar sheyesh lo matirin, by me and b'shein amino, we have bittel. Why is it the Ran allowing bittel here?
It's by a mixture. That's not.
There is a mixture here. The taste of the meat is in the bread.
Well, that's the mixture.
It was cooked together in the same oven.
That's what you mean. The mixture is the bread.
I know what you thought. No, that's what you're not allowed to do. The mixture is the bread that's being mixed with the taste of the meat.
I'm missing a step.
You ever see people? They take the bread and then they.
Now you're confusing him. That's not the case.
The gravy and they use the
mixture is the bread itself should theoretically have the taste, but why? It's mimbish ein omino and it should be butto, and therefore it should be mutter with the kutach.
It's very European to take the bread.
So if you skip now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Like 8 lines down from where we stopped. It says Elu Divrei HaRishonim. These are the words of the Rishonim. So now the Ran is going to give his theory, his thesis on Mimbish Ein Amino, and why Bittul applies, and then he's going to try to apply it to the Rif, and that's where I get a little lost. He says Elu Divrei Rishonim Zal. The Li Nirin Divrei Rav Halsi. I think the Rif is right. The Chitznan Hachka, the Davar Sheish Lamatirin. We say here that Davar Sheish Lamatirin, if it's Ein Amino, Bishay Ein Amino, it's Bittul, right? That means Hani Mili Kol She Aser Achshav. Something that's usher now. Something that's usher now, in the future is going to be mutter, like nedarim, right? Mishum de kamibayle, cave under the rabban, the kulo is. Oh, he said, that's his thing. He says, the chitnan hacha, the davar sheish lo matirin b'she'en aminu batel. When do we say davar sheish lo matirin b'she'en aminu batel? That means, kol she usher achshav, v'asid liyos nitar achar zman ki nedarim. Something that's going to be mutter in the future. In that case, we'll get to it. In that case, even if it's mimbimino, it's going to be batel. Even by davar sheyesh lo matirin. Like out here is nadarim, it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's going to be mutter. He says, Mishud Kabayli. He has the following shayla. Came into the Rabbanan, Bekulu Isur and mimbimino batel. Chachamim normally say that mimbimino is batel. Piece of meat plus another piece of meat is batel. If you have whatever the requisite shear is. Kemo b'she'en amino, just like enomino, a piece of egg falls into meat. Ma ro'u chachamim lachalik b'davar sheish lo matirin bein mino l'she'en amino. Normally, Rabbanan say there's no difference in mimbish amino and mimbish enomino. But when it comes to davar sheish lo matirin, they say there is a difference. Why? Why? What's going on? Well, me'ez etam. V'kach niro li b'taymo. Shel davar, this is what I think the reason is. The Chazinon, the Rabbanon, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Ifagub of Mimbimino, Ibatel Ulol. So, Machlos and Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether it is the concept of Bittel applies by Mimbish Enomino. Vamrina, the Perak, a Komets Rabba, it's brought down in the Mishnais in the 8th Perak of Zvachim. And you say in the Gemara Menachos, Machavez, the Shnei and Mikra Acha Darshu. They both learn out their Shitas from the same Pasuk. The Ksib, as it says by the Avod of Yom Kippur, it says, Velachim, Dama Par, Dama Sar. The Komet takes from the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sar, which have been mixed together at that point. Sha'af al-pi sha'dama sha'pam eruva, even though the obviously there's more blood in the par, it's a bigger animal, karile dama sarir. They still call it blood of the goat. So alma lo batil. You see, it's not batil. The Torah says it's not batil. So that's why, so because of Rabbi Yehuda, the Hainu Taima, what's the reason why it's not batil? Mishun, the mimbimino lo batil. Blood and blood is not batil. It's mimbimino. If we should call dover shudoma le chavero, something that is similar to its friend, meaning there is no conflict, physically they're the exact same thing, there's no clash, eno machlisho mevatlo. It doesn't diminish it or mevatil it, elema mido mechasko. It makes it stronger. So if you have two minim, they don't clash. There's no physical clash between the two, min b'mino, and therefore it's not batel. Umishimahachi sfirli Rabbi Yehuda bekulo isiru de min b'mino batel. So he takes it as the quintessential case, and therefore min b'mino is not batel. In order to have bitel, needs sort of clash between objects. The Rabban lo mashal uhachi, they all agree to this limud. De michol makom min b'mino de iser v'heter ein dom zelazeh. Came in the chad aser v'chad shari. He says, yeah, I agree with you. You need a clash. But when you have Isser and Heter, there is a clash. Don't just look at the physical attributes. You also have to look at the halachic attributes. Halachically, one thing is Mutter, one thing is Asser. That's enough of a clash. They agree that you need a clash. They just redefine the clash.
But the clash is not the physical item.
Exactly. They say you don't need a physical clash.
So
it's sufficient if you have a halachic clash.
If you have a clash, that's okay.
That's fine. So why by the...
He's getting rid of the whole concept of Mimimino?
He's changing it.
No, he says Mimino's bottle.
Mimimino's bottle.
Right, you're not getting rid of the concept. You still have the concept. Even Mimimino is bottle. The question is why Mimimino by Dover Shishon Matirin is not bottle,
yeah.
And Mimimino is bottle. That's the question they're asking. So what's the reason why by the pasuk of the blood it's not batel. El hani time dama par enu batel dama sarir. Mishum the came in the shneim olim klomer shekshem lizrika enu batel zeh. In the case of the blood, you don't have a halakha clash and you don't have a physical clash.
Right.
Physically they're the same. Halakhically they're both kashrus. What's kashrus when it comes to the blood? Can this be brought on the mizbeach? Yes. Can this be brought on the mizbeach? Yes. Yeah. What clash do you have?
Right.
Nothing. There's no clash.
Right.
That's where they go on to the mizbeach. What?
There's one even worse than that. Who were told to do that?
Correct. So it goes on.
So.
So therefore they're not mevatlim. Therefore they're not mevatel each other. He goes according to the physical characteristics. Goes according to the halachic attributes. Ulefikach. Therefore, kol shechalukim beiser veheter. Anything that has a distinction, whether it's aser or mutter, afilu min b'mino batel. It's the same thing. You're right. He says that it becomes mimbish enomino. The only time you have what's really considered mimbish enomino, according to the Ran, is if there's no physical clash and there's no halachic clash.
So the blood is not a problem.
Not a problem. That's why it's star that goes on the bayah.
Right.
Omishim hachi. So now he extends this to davashishim matirim. Omishim hachi amrino the davashishim matirim not to rabbanu mishum chumah the Rabbi Yehuda. By davashishim matirim, the rabbanu now can go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say it outside. Because Dover Sheishlam Atirim means what? I have this egg that fell into other eggs. So physically they're the same thing. But, and we can say, oh, there's a halachic clash. One's Asr, one's Mutter. It's not such a physical clash anymore. Because just wait till tomorrow, and that clash goes away. That clash completely falls by the wayside. So it's not as strong a clash anymore.
Why is it going away?
Because tomorrow the egg's going to be Mutter. Because it's only Muksa today. It's not Muksa on Monday.
Oh,
right.
Right.
So he says... The kavon she'ein davar zeh cholak min a heter legamrei be iser v'heter. It's not completely distinctive when it comes to iser v'heter. Shari af hu sofo lios niter. In the end, this is going to be mutter as well, right? Kamohu aminan she'ein o batel b'mino. That's why we say by davar sheishlam atir it's not batel b'mino. Di hachi, this is where I get lost. Di hachi havu damo tuva. It would be too similar. Chadash ein shav b'min. But I think maybe you say like this. So the Ran's going to say, if you have davar she'yesh lo matirin, if you're looking at two aspects, you have to look at the physical and the halachic. So if you're looking at davar she'yesh lo matirin, what was the Ran's case? The Ran's case was I guess if you have davar she'yesh lo matirin, it removes one of those things that's creating the clash. So if it removes that clash,
the case was.
Mimbish ain't omino, right? So it's mimbish ain't omino. So therefore, it already has By mimba she'eino mino, there is no mimba she'eino mino is a clash. Eino mino is a clash. Our case, there's no clash. Exactly, that's the difference. Our case is mimba she'eino is mimba she'eino, and therefore there is no clash by the physical, and it's davar she'yesh lo matira, so there's no clash by the halacha. In the Riv's case, it's davar she'yesh lo matira, so there is a limited halacha clash. But there's also mimbish ein omino, so there is a physical clash, so that would be enough to create, that's enough to create a double shade material, a bittle problem. So that's where I get a little shady. I have to go over that last point. Some of us have to go over the whole thing, but I have to go over that, last point. He says, Mishum hachi lo batel elibish ein omino. The last couple lines. The main point of the Ron is that the Ron gives us his definition of why mimbish ein omino, right, why mimimino is batal, mimishino mino is not batal. Why mimimino, but what's the machlokes in Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon is about the concept of the clash. I apologize. I don't understand how to pull this in. His whole stepping off grounds was the question on the riff. I just don't know how to go back and answer it into the riff.
Does the riff ever answer this?
The riff doesn't ask the question on himself. The riff just gives a statement. The Rishonim ask on the riff.
Right. The riff never asks the question.
Doesn't ask the question on himself. Okay. Masnisin another min anavim. Someone takes a nether from grapes. Mutter b'yayin is mutter with wine. Min azesim, who takes a nether in olives. Mutter b'shemen. Even though all of the liquids are considered zeyu ba'alma, wine and olives are usually considered part of the grape. They get their own bracha. They all. It's not like orange juice. Oranges get one bracha, and juice gets another bracha. Right. By wine and by grapes, sort of have the same thing. So they're very important.
By grapes, the part of the grapes, the wine.
Appropriate government. So it itself has its own chashivas. Saying it doesn't get a shakal. It has its own chashivas, its own bracha. Okay. Nevertheless, it's not included. When you take a nether from wine, when you take a nether from grapes, it doesn't include wine. The zeisiv olives doesn't include shemen. Amar, we say konim zeisiv anovim elu. I say these grapes and these olives are usher. She'eni toim, usher behem yotzehem. You usher to them, and it's derivatives. It's not the Gemara asks. The Mishnah used two lashonos. It said Elu and She'eni Toim. If you're trying to figure out which is the more important lashon, so Gemara says, "Vay Rami Bar Chama Elu Dafka or She'eni Toim Dafka." Why are you usher in the derivatives? What comes out of it? Is it because you said Elu, or is it because you said She'eni Toim? So Isak Adaitoch Elu Dafka. If you think that words Elu are in Dafka, and therefore that's what ushers you in the Yotzeh Behen She'eni Toim Lamali. Why do I need She'eni Toim? So it must be Hakamash Malan must come to teach us the Afal Gav to Amr She'eni Toim. If you just said She'eni Toim, Eid to Amr Elu Mitzar Eid Lo Amr Eid Lo Lo Lo. Then therefore, it seems to indicate that Elu is Dafka. And the Ram points out that the Gemara is missed in the second half. Well, if it just said She'eni Toim, why does it say Elu? Same thing. They can't make a limud from our Mishnah. It says both. You can't prove from our Mishnah which one is Dafka, which one is not Dafka. So Amr Rava tries to prove as follows: Tashma. Konem Perus Ha'elu Alai. If I say Perus Elu, use the Lashon Elu. Konem Heim Lefi. They are usher to my mouth. Usher b'chilufeyem u'b'gidulehem. You're usher in what grows from it, and you're also usher in its chilufim. Ha'bayotimhem, but what comes out of them, meaning the juice that comes out of them, that would be mutter. So you see here that if you say the words Elu, you say the word Perus Elu, that doesn't include Shayotzebehen. Sorry, it doesn't include Yotzebehen. So therefore you see that Elu is not Dafka. And the question is, no. Hu adin da filu b'yotze and Aser. Even Yotzebehen is Aser, but the Mishnah is teaching us a bigger Chiddush. Lo adipo li lashu'inim de chilufim v'gidulayim dami. That you come to teach us that the chilufim at the gidulim. So as previously, that gidulim, we understand, it's an outgrowth. Chilufin, you sell it for something else, it gets like the shmita, it takes on the status. That's a bigger chiddush. So we're teaching you that big chiddush, but the chiddush of even what a chayotze behen is still included. So don't, there's no raya.
They think
you're
doing what?
Trees?
Yeah,
growth, shoots, something like that. You plant it. Tashma. So she'eni, the end of that Mishnah. If you say she'eni ochel she'eni toim, it says then your mutter b'chilufein b'gidulein ha'yotze mehen oser. I mean, Yotzim has usher. So Gemara says, no, I did the loss of ratio, Yotzim had an usher, and I'm going to say for Yotzim. That Mishnah is not talking about Yotzim at all. There's no, if you're trying to make inferences from what the Mishnah said to Yotzim. Since the ratio didn't make an inference of Yotzim because it's teaching the bigger Kiddush, the Sefer also doesn't make anything about Yotzim. You can't make any inferences. We're still stuck. Is Toim, the any Toim the Iker, or is Zeh the Iser, right? Elu. Elu or, okay. So Tashma, another ayah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisiv Asar Bitarfon Alai Beitzim Shinisbashlu Imo Omrulo. Right, that's the case in our Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon said that the eggs were cooked with the meat. The meat had a neder upon them. You put the eggs with the meat. Rabbi Tarfon said the eggs are also Asar. So Omrulo, they said to him, what's the Aleph? Kain Hadavar, Lo Kain Hadavar, but you're right that was the case, but Amosai, Bismach Omar Basar Zeh Alai, said this Basar Zeh Alai. Now the assumption is that Basar Zeh is the same thing as Anovim Elu. The same thing. Zeh and Elu is the same thing. Because Zeh is singular, Elu is plural. Right? Shahanodim in Hadavar, Vinis Ari Be'acher, Be'ishma, with no same time, Reza Asir. So he says, so you see clearly that if you say the word Elu, which we're including to Zeh, includes what comes out from it. Right? Because the taste is what comes out from it. So too, anything that comes out from it will be also if you say the word Elu. So we just proved that Elu or Zeh is Dafka. The Gemara says, Be'elu lo kmi ba'ili d'dafka. If you use the lashon of Elu, right, you say Elu, that includes Yotze behen. Ki mabayilon, the child that we have, is v'she'eni to'em dafka or lav dafka. Is the lashon of eni to'em dafka or not? Meaning, if I say eni to'em, does that include she'yotze behen? They bring a raya that it does not. And then we're going to disprove that raya. It says, Tashma, dag dogging, yesterday's daf. He said, fish, and plural fish, right? She'eni, that's what we had in our chlokas about English language. She'eni to'em, we said, I'm not going to taste. So use the lashon of eni to'em, it's usher behen, it's usher to them. Bein b'gdolim bein b'tanim, big fish and small fish. Bein chayim bein b'lushalim, whether they're raw or whether they're cooked. But umutter b'tris terufo b'tzir. We said the brine was mutter. What came out from them, the yotze behem was mutter. So you see here, eni to'em is lav dafka. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rava ukvar yotze mehen. That's a case, that could be a case where the brine has already exited the fish prior to you taking the neder. So that's why it's mutter for yotze behem. But there's no raya here about whether if it's included, whether it's yotzeim or not. So therefore, the maskana, the Ran says that we said elu pshita includes yotzeim behen, but when it came to she'ini toim, we had a suffix which wasn't answered whether it includes the yotzeim behen. But there's no nafkamina because you have to go to chumra because it's a suffix in the darim. You have to go to chumra, and therefore would include the yotzeim behen. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good time today, chazering over that Ran. Sure, you can take a lot of time today to go through it. Have a good day.